This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
I want to take just a moment to address a very significant question. This is not only a question, it is the question, what must I do to be saved? And of course, the Bible was written to answer that very question. And you can remember the answer in three simple words. To be saved, we first must recognize that we're sinners. If we do not recognize that we're sinners, we will never recognize our need for a Savior. Secondly, we must be willing to repent of our sin, an old English word that means a U-turn on the road of life, a turning from sin towards God, a willingness to do it His way as opposed to doing it our own way. So we need to realize that we're sinners, repent of our sin, and then receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. To demonstrate that you genuinely believe means you're willing to receive. It means more than just having knowledge. It means even more than just agreeing that the knowledge you have is correct. Genuine belief means trusting in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life. Not what you can do, but what Jesus Christ has done for you. So those who genuinely recognize that they're sinners, repent of their sin, and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord have everlasting life. That's what the Bible says. These things are written that you may know that you have everlasting life. Not hope or think, but know that you have everlasting life. So if you want salvation, it's a matter of recognizing what you already recognize. I am a sinner. I'm never going to be good enough to be acceptable to God. I need to repent of my sin. I need to be willing to do it His way rather than my own way. And then receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. No longer trust in what I can do, but trust in what He has done for me. The gospel's not do, D-O. It is done, D-O-N-E, through the person and work of Jesus Christ.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.